The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 4 of the addiction recovery program.
I'm Sharon, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Sharon.
I always have a lot of thoughts about Step 4 and 5 every time we get to it. I'm a little bit, my Step 4 experience, my Step 5 experience is a little bit unique, only in the fact that I was 15 years old the first time I did a major thorough inventory. And I wasn't really into the churchy thing back then. I was exposed to it, but I was pretty active in AA. But I had a desire, and the only thing that that the AA traditions say is that you have to have a desire to stay sober, and that I had. And I may not have had the strongest testimony at the time, and I may not have had the most sobriety at the time or had it all together. And, of course, being 15 on top of it, after being a graduate of Odyssey House twice by the time I was 15, needless to say, I had some issues, but I knew I didn't want what I had done anymore. I didn't want to go back to that ugly, horrible place, and I knew what incomprehensible demoralization was before I ever picked up a drink, and I knew what incomprehensible moralization was when I was in a crack house praying to God to get the heck out of there, to have something different. And when it came to doing this Step 4, I had was coming to the ARP addiction recovery meetings, but I didn't fit right in, but they never turned me away. And I liked AA, but I didn't really like their format for Step 4 either. And I had a wonderful sponsor, and my sponsor said, "I want you to just write. Pray before you write. It doesn't have to look like this book or that book or..." You know, she says, "You have a willingness. Remember that God knows already what you did. So just take a pen out, pray before you write, and write. And however it comes out, it comes out." And then she goes, "And remember to make some good stuff in there. You know, it's not a bashing." And I really loved my sponsor because my sponsor was an active member of AA, but she was also active LDS. And she had all the things I always wanted, a long-term marriage. She worked for a senator for many, many years. And just, you know, always seemed like she had it together. And sometimes she's got 30-plus years now. And I celebrated 23 years in February. And then if we look, I come from good stock, I think, in recovery. But it took a process. And I remember writing that fourth step, and it was really awkward, and hiding it. You know, I had three brothers and three sisters, so hiding that fourth step where they couldn't get it was really quite the challenge. Because I can tell you the many times that they raided my diaries and, you know, got into my things. So to hide that was really quite the challenge. But when I finished, I had a really thick stack. Yeah, for my age, I was pretty significant. And I remember sharing it with this woman. Because my sponsor told me you didn't have to share it with your sponsor. She said you have to share it with somebody you trust. And so I found this lady that seemed to have gone through what I went through. And I said, I just need to dump this. Do you mind listening for a while? And I dumped it all. And when I was done, I was ready for this condemnation. And I didn't get that. I got this huge hug and that it was okay. It was a couple of years before I could go share all of that with my bishop. And a matter of fact, I always encourage particularly women who have a lot of significant things to share it with a woman first. You know, it's sometimes that you're not always, it doesn't always feel safe to do it with a bishop at first. It just, I can tell you from my own experience. But now as a sponsor who's taken a lot of women through four steps and fifth steps, I know it's one of the most sacred steps that you can do. And I always encourage my ladies to always make sure they write 40 good things. I don't care if you used your whole life. I mean, there's got to be at least 40 on there because it can't be a bashing. And there's sometimes I can tell you through my experience in recovery, there are people who are doing the fourth step that can't even read or write. And one of the tools that I learned is that you can do it on a tape recorder. At least write it, you know, or at least speak it. The thing is that all this stuff is in the dark, and when we bring it into the light, whether you're writing it or talking about it, is getting into the light. And when you bring these things to the light, all that beautiful healing happens. And, you know, the thing to remember, and at least I found it through my own four step, as I was writing, I could see where the Savior was in the thick of it with me. I remember that. I could visualize it, and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, he didn't hate me through all that. I'm pretty sure he didn't like what I was doing. I know I didn't like what I was doing. But I do know that when I was done, I felt a beautiful, loving presence. And a matter of fact, one of the things that I've learned, a little tip, and I'm happy to share it, is just that when you're writing, your fourth step is to put a blanket around you as you write. And just allow yourself to be comforted. And also putting a picture of the Savior helps as you write. Because the whole point is to just be free from it. And I also learned that when there's major significant events, to do another four step. AA only does one big four step, and then you have a tenth step. And it's really funny because I had worked with this woman in this program, and I didn't understand why every few months she was calling me to do a fifth step. And I'm like, we just did one. And I said, why are we doing another one? And then she told me, well, we're on step four again. And I laughed so hard. I'm like, oh, that's right. Okay, we do it every 12 weeks in this program. So I don't think you ever have to do a major one more than once. But I do always recommend, you know, just being on top of it. And I don't know. I'm just really grateful for these steps. I'm grateful for this program. I couldn't even imagine where my life would be without it. And I'm always grateful when I come and I listen to everybody where they're at, because we're all in different places at any given day as addicts. Our brains are just that wired that way. But I love coming and just being uplifted and sharing each other's burdens. And that's how we stay clean. And I'm really grateful for my Heavenly Father, for my sponsor. I'm grateful for the AA program, and I'm grateful for the ARP program. And they've both worked in my life, and I'm just grateful for all that the Savior's done for me. And I say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Sharon.
The full episode for Step 4 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.